From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Ariana Prale, KQED's Youth Media Manager.
And welcome back, Ariana. And we have a really full list this week. Let's start with an irresistible band from South Africa.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. And we are homeless,
homeless,
homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Oh, I'm going to keep that song in my head all day. That's from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They became internationally famous after working with Paul Simon on his album Graceland. But 30 years later, you know, you don't want to take them for granted. They're still doing beautiful and timely songs. That's from their album from 2016, a song called Homeless. Strong wind, destroy our home, many dead, tonight it could be you. Which speaks so directly to victims of disasters around the Bay Area and the U.S. this year.
You know, they were actually my first concert as a kid at the Sonoma County Fair way back when, and I still have vivid memories. You know, they have this choreography that they do in sync with the high kicks while they're performing. So they're really great. And anyway, they're also nominated for two Grammy Awards this year, one for their album Shaka Zulu Revisited. So I'm sure they're going to be a great show.
Yeah, Ladysmith Black Mambazo plays tonight, January 26th, at the Green Music Center at Sonoma State in Roanoke Park. Then they do two nights, January 27th and 28th, at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Then on January 30th, they're up in Grass Valley at the Center for the Arts. And on Wednesday, Ladysmith Black Mambazo plays the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz. Now let's head over to the Frankel Gallery to see what's up with some art and vinyl.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died.
So, Ariana, I'm old enough to remember what it was like to play records and spend hours listening with nothing more to look at than album covers.
And here we are at the Frankel Gallery to see a new show devoted to the art of the album cover.
Yeah, there's lots of examples here from Pablo Picasso's depiction of a white dove printed directly onto the surface of a Paul Robeson album. That's what we were listening to, one of the songs from that album. And there's lots of other examples, including a number from Andy Warhol, who loved making album covers, apparently, including his album cover for the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers.
And what's really cool about this show is that it goes chronologically, so you kind of start in the 50s and you work your way up to modern day, and you can end up seeing Kanye West work with Takashi Murakami on Graduation and his work with George Kondo on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. They got a Lady Gaga cover when she worked with Jeff Koons for her album Art Pop. So it's just a really cool, diverse selection.
Yeah, and Jeffrey Frankel co-owns the gallery, and he says the collection is the work of curator Antoine de Beaupré.
And we are pitched a lot of inventive ideas all the time. This was a no-brainer. This was like, whoa, that has never been done before. It is such a fresh take on things.
Art and vinyl continues at the Frankel Gallery in San Francisco through March the 3rd. And we're off to the circus now with music by Monteverdi. And we're back in the studio now to talk about Circa Ensemble. This is an Australian troupe with a show telling the story of the Odyssey and Ulysses, also known as Odysseus, and his efforts to get home to his son and wife, Penelope. And still an innovative idea, I guess, to use circus arts to tell a story. And in this case, with dance and music from Monteverdi's opera, The Return of Ulysses, played by a string quartet and two singers. And this is a story in tune with our times. It's about immigrants and refugees and their struggle to find a home as well.
Yeah, and Circa's known for its raw, risky physicality in its choreography and acrobatics. They're no stranger to injury sometimes because they're willing to really push those boundaries. So it's sure to be a show that definitely grabs and holds your attention.
Il Ritorno, The Return by Circus Troupe Circa, is at the Mondavi Center in Davis tonight, January 26th. And then they're at Cal Performances for 2 days, February 3rd and 4th.
And speaking of innovative performances, Ellen Sebastian Chang and Amara Tabor Smith are two Bay Area artists that are bridging theater, dance, ritual healing, and social work in a series of shows called House Full of Black Women.
So this series addresses issues of displacement, oppression, and sex trafficking of Black women and girls in Oakland. And the co-director, Ellen Sebastian Chang, says this newest show, called Passing Through the Great Middle, invokes the symbolism of Yoruba orishas and takes the audience on a journey from International Boulevard into the theater, a gallery, and back to the street.
The audience is moving, so they get this feeling also of what it means to be constantly in a state of migration or displacement. The difference between moving by choice and moving by force.
So Passing Through the Great Middle, this newest chapter in House Full of Black Women, is at the Eastside Arts Alliance in Oakland, Friday, February 2nd and Saturday, February 3rd.
And the Marin Theater Company is opening another more traditional play. It's Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisot. I'm pretty excited about this. This is part three of a trilogy of plays Morisot has written about her native Detroit. And this one features employees at Detroit's last auto plant as they face an uncertain future as the recession hits and auto companies face bankruptcy back in 2008. And the play got great reviews when it first opened in Detroit and in New York. And I saw Morisot's work recently. She did the book for the Temptations musical at Berkeley Rep. The show is not great drama, but jukebox musicals are really a tough assignment, so I'm far more excited about this production. And Skeleton Crew opens January 25th at Marin Theater Company and continues through February 18th. And here's work by one of the quirkiest and most compelling singer-songwriters around.
I'm gonna tell you all a story about Apostle Paul.
Could you repeat that?
I said, I'm gonna tell you all a story about Apostle Paul. Come on now, church. Cruising up and down that fretboard like it
That's
was
Stu from his breakout show, Passing Strange, which had its world premiere at Berkeley Rep in 2006. It's hard to believe it's so old. And his newest effort is Notes from a Native Song. It's a tribute to the work and thinking of writer James Baldwin.
And he's using music, video, and spoken word. So Stu and his band, The Negro Problem, are creating their own special blend of truth-telling art and activism that's right in line with Baldwin's legacy. Stu performs Notes of a Native Song at Stanford's Bing Hall February 2nd, and there are two shows on February 3rd. Now a new band with some familiar names.
I just want to be.
That's Bermuda Triangle with a song called Suzanne, not the Suzanne you're thinking of. And you could call them a super folk rock trio. It features Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes and Nashville solo artist Becca Moncari and Jesse Lafser. And they all write really cool songs.
I watched some of the clips from their live show, and Brittany Howard was up there playing an upright bass, which is dope, and I hadn't seen that when she was with Alabama Shakes. And really, the whole trio equally holds court and has a vibe of having a late-night jam session.
Yeah, Bermuda Triangle plays the Independent in San Francisco February 6th. That show is sold out, though you may be able to score tickets. But you can also catch them at Bimbo's 365 Club on February 7th. And Ariana Prail, thanks so much for co-hosting the show.
Thanks for having me again, Cy.
And we post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts. And don't forget to sign up for our podcast. There's always fun stuff there we can't fit on the air. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.